Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin, and our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the Word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. Just thank you for this time, Lord God. God, we ask that you would just move in a mighty way, Lord God. God, that you speak through me as well as speak to me, Lord God. Open our ears and our hearts to receive your word, Lord God. God, help us just to take it in, Lord God, and see how you want us to apply it to our life and who you want us to share it with this week, Lord God. We ask that you move in this time. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Today, as I was praying this week, because I was preparing for yesterday, and God just kept saying faith. And he gave me the analogy that when you have a car and it's not starting and you're having issues with that car, you need jumper cables, right? You need another car to start that. And if you don't have those cables, it's just going to be two cars sitting there because you're missing that piece. And that piece that you're missing is faith. He reminded us that we need to have faith. We can pray, and if we don't have faith to believe that God can do above, beyond what we can do with our natural hands, it's not going to work. So we need to have faith. We have to remember to have faith. The other analogy he reminded me of is someone who's in the water and they're drowning, they're starting to go under. There's that lifeguard. And the lifeguard's coming, and sometimes they will throw what is like a life raft to help them. But if you don't have that faith to grab a hold of that, to know that, okay, once I get a hold of this, they're going to pull me ashore. If you don't have that faith, you're just going to sink. But you have to have faith. We have to believe. We have to believe. We're going to go to the first scripture we're going to go to is Galatians chapter 3. We're going to go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Sorry, my Bible's going a little slow. That's the thing about electronics. Sometimes they can take a while. Galatians chapter 3, we're going to start at verse 7. Galatians chapter 3, starting at verse 7, it says, understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. All the nations will be blessed through you, so that those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. We have to have faith to know that God is in control. God told Abraham and gave him faith to know that he is a man of God, and he gave him the name man of faith. A lot of times God will tell you some things and you'll see things happening, but if you don't link up your faith to believe that God is able to do it, then there begins to have that doubt. That doubt begins to set in. And if we allow that doubt, it's like a root. If we allow that to just get a little bit of doubt to get in there, then we'll grab hold of that, and that root begins to wrap itself and begins to spread and begins to grow. It begins to be like a virus. And if we don't uproot that, it'll destroy. But if we have faith and know that, okay, God did this for me, so I know he's going to come through the next time. God did this, so I know he's going to provide this way, and I can stand on faith. I was applying for a job, and God said, just have faith. And I said, okay, God, I want something new. And if I was just to say, okay, I want a new job, but I didn't put out an application, I didn't go for an interview, how am I going to get that job? How am I going to show them that I'm interested in moving in a new direction? If I just say, okay, I want something new, but I'm not stepping forward. Faith without works is dead, is what the Bible says. So unless you're going to hook up those jumper cables, unless you're going to step up and take that step of faith and say, I'm going to put in this application, unless you're going to take that step of faith and say, okay, God, I'm believing that as I give my tithes, as I give this last little bit, you're going to meet every need. Me and Marquise have done that several times. We put in our last, and as we put in our last and say, God, you're in control, God has did time after time after time. We have to have faith and know that we serve a big God. A lot of times we forget and think that, oh, he can only handle the big situations, or he'll only handle the little things. But we serve a God that's all powerful, that can do far beyond what we ever think or imagine. The next scripture I want to go to is Colossians, the second chapter. Colossians chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 6. And I'll read it with you, Michael, once you have it up there. Colossians chapter 2. All right, chapter 2, starting at verse 6, it says, so then, just as you received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you are taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Go back to 7. It says, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you are taught, overflowing in thankfulness. A lot of times we don't allow him to strengthen us. We try and do things on our own. We say, okay, God, I'm believing for you to do this, but I'm going to handle this my way. I'm going to do this. I'm believing for you to do it, but I'm just going to help you get it done. God don't need no help. He don't need us to try and figure out our way, because a lot of times our way, we're messing things up along the way. A lot of times when we try and do things in our own timing, we're trying to speed up the process because we're a microwave generation. And God's saying, if you just wait, I'll do it. If you just wait and trust in me, I'll do it. We have to allow him to strengthen our faith. Marquise had a CD years back called The Fight of Faith. And on there, he had songs talking about different tests and trials he had to go through, a time period where he was faced with different trials, and he had to stand a test of faith. He had to know that God is able to help him through all the different tests and trials as he stands on faith. We forget that a lot of times, that we need to fully rely on God. We need to trust him in everything. The next scripture that God brought me was James chapter 2. James chapter 2. James chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 20. All right, starting at verse 20, it says, you foolish men, do you want evidence of faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his own son Isaac on the altar? You see that the faith and his actions were working together, and the faith was made complete by what he did. A lot of times we try and do things, and if we don't have that faith with the actions with it, then it's just going to be dead. But because Abraham went and took his son and said, okay, God, I don't know how you're going to do this. I don't understand this, but I'm going to do it. A lot of times we're faced with hard situations and we don't know what's going to happen. But as we trust in God, as we rely on God and we have faith and we do all that he commanded us to do, and we follow through with those actions he has given us, then it'll come to pass. Then he'll provide a ram in the bush. Then he'll make things plain to you. A lot of times we're trying to see things and we just see it one way. And God's saying, if you just trust me, I'll show you the bigger picture. If you just trust me. We're looking and we're seeing, God, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know. I don't see it happening. God, I don't have enough to pay for this. I don't see it coming to pass. But as we trust in God, he begins to wipe things clean. He begins to show us that bigger picture. If we only have faith and trust in him, if we only believe and know that he's God that's able to do far beyond what we ever think, dream, or imagine, if we only have faith to know that God is in control. A lot of times when you get down and you get weak and you get discouraged, if you begin to have faith and trust in him, then he'll move it. He'll move things into the right place. He'll begin to set things up the right way it's supposed to be. If we only have faith. If we only have faith.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
You know, when God called me to preach, I said, God, little old me, are you sure? And God said, I did it for many other people. Why can't I do it for you? He said, just have faith, just trust me. I said, okay, God. And I begin to speak different places. I begin to speak different times. And God said, just trust me. But, you know, oftentimes there's still this little bit of doubt that comes in and say, God, are you sure? He said, just trust me. Just have faith. And as I begin to have faith, he begins to speak to me. And he begins to speak through me. And more as I do it, I'm saying, okay, God, I can do this. And so when Pastor said it last night, I said, yes. He said, are you sure? You don't have to. And I said, no, I'll do it. Why? Because God's telling me to step out on faith. Know that if I've given it to you, I will bring it out of you. Know that if I spoke it, I'll bring it to pass. If you just trust and you just have faith, know that I will do it. A lot of times we think, oh, I don't know how it's going to work. Moses doubted. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't see it happening. But if we begin to trust and have faith and know, he said, I already have it set up. Go and have your brother do it with you. He'll speak for you. Just like Esther, God, I don't know. I'm not supposed to go before the king. He said, go on and I'll speak for you. I'll do it for you. Just like David, he had faith in the God he served. A lot of times us, we doubt the God we serve and we're going up against a big Goliath. And we forget the God we serve is bigger than any giant. He can handle any situation. A lot of times we get weary, we get discouraged, and we don't know what's going to happen, but we have to have faith. God said, he just kept saying, be faithful, continue to trust. One quote I found from Abraham Lincoln, it said, be sure to put your foot on the ground and then stand strong. A lot of times we don't know what to do and we're wavering. And if we just stand still, put our feet down and get planted and rooted in his word, God will work it out. We have to stand firm and know that he's in control. Know that he's God and he's God all by himself. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm almost done. I'm one of the shortest pastors that comes up here, and also I'm short in time. God gives it to me quick and fast, and that's the way I deliver it. Amen. So we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to start at verse 1, but we're going to skip around a little bit. So starting at verse 1, it says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. Right there, he let us know that we're not going to always see how it's going to work out. But when we trust and we have faith in God, it'll happen. Amen. Then going down to verse 5, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For For before he was taken, he was condemned as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Yeah. By faith. Yeah. By faith. We have to have faith. By faith, Noah, I'm paraphrasing, he listened to what God said and he began to build the ark. He hadn't seen no rain, but by faith, he said, okay, I'm going to step out and I'm going to do this. We have to have faith. Like I said, by faith, Abraham offered his son. He trusted in God. By faith, Moses was able to do all that God told him to do to bring the people out. We have to have faith. We have to have faith. A lot of times we forget that little word, faith, but it's powerful. If we only have faith. Jumping down to verse 30, it says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army marched around it for 7 days. Those walls were big. They didn't have no tools ready just to bust it down. They didn't know what's going to happen. But they were obedient and they marched around for 7 days. There's some walls in our life that we need to march around, but we need to have faith and know that, okay, God, as I am obedient and as I'm marching around this thing, I know it's going to come down. Amen. We have to have faith. We have to have faith. We try and do things out of our own might and we can't. But when we have faith in God, we know that all things are possible. We know that he can move mountains. We know that he can restore, he can heal, he can mend. We have to have faith. We have to know that the God we serve is in control. And he's able to do far beyond what we think or imagine. I was reminded of a story of a soldier who was in the army and he would speak about his faith time after time. And the group he was with, they would always criticize him. They always put him down. And he kept just, you know, taking a bold stance for what he believed in. And as he continued just to believe in the God he served, they kept picking at him, kept just messing with him. And so one day they said, okay, we want you to get in this car and move it down. Just move it over there a little bit. And so he said, man, God, why do they keep messing with me? And they said, you know what? You better pray to your God while you get in there and start that and move it over there. And so he got in and he said, God, I know that you're God and you're able. I believe you'll do it. Help me to move this vehicle. And he moved the vehicle. And when he got out, he saw all of them crying and saying, we want to know your God. And he said, what's going on? They said, open the hood. He opened the hood. They had took out the engine. But because of the God he served, and because he called upon the name of God, he was able to move that vehicle. A lot of times, we may not have an engine in the situation we're going through. We may not know how it's going to work, but because of the God we serve, because of the God we serve, he's able to move that vehicle that we're in. He's able to move that storm that keeps on pouring down. We're like, God, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. It's one thing after another. But when we have faith, he'll move mountains. When we have faith, he'll give us that extra push we need to continue to keep going. We'll see that little way of escape when we begin to have faith and we trust in God. We have to have faith and trust him. God, I just thank you for this time. God, help us to continue to have faith and know that you are all-powerful God. God, that you're able to do far beyond what we could ever dream or imagine. Knowing that when we have faith and when we begin to trust in you and we begin to put those actions to what you spoke in our lives, Lord God, you're going to move miracles. You're going to move mountains. You're going to meet every need, oh God. You're going to just move like never before, God. God, we have faith knowing that those loved ones we cried out about, they're going to come into your kingdom. Those ones we prayed for time after time, God, you're going to save them. You're going to heal them. God, you're going to move. God, because we have faith. God, your word says that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that you will move. That you would move. God, there's situations that we're faced with in our life right now, and we need you to move. Those children that are disobedient, those job situations, those finances, Lord God, we need you to move in those areas. God, we're taking a step of faith, knowing that you are able to do far beyond what man could ever think or imagine. God, help us to have great faith. Just like that man that was able to move that vehicle, help us to have great faith to know that you're all-powerful God, that you can do the impossible. You can do the impossible. And God, when doubt tries to set in, God, we ask that you're uprooted at the roots, that you'll move it out of the way. God, we thank you because you're awesome, God. You're a faithful God. God, we ask that you continue to help us to have faith in you in every area of our lives, Lord God, that we'll have faith knowing that you are able. You are more than able. God, we just thank you right now. God, help us to take this word, to apply this word, to step out on faith this week, and that we would share it with someone this week, whether it's on social media, it's on a phone call, it's in an email, it's in a text, whatever the case may be, that we'll be obedient to your word. We'll be obedient to you, oh God, and we'll share it with someone we come in contact with, God. Help us to take a leap of faith and trust in you. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Back in the hands of the pastor.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.